This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Hour number three, my friends. Good morning. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bills beat the Jets last night, Monday Night Football, 23-20. Locally, you've got a big grant, Department of Energy, awarding GRU $47.5 million. So good for them. We'll dig into that story in a little bit. But first, we've got our special guest in the house, Pastor Chris. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I appreciate you having us on today. Me and talking about the Bob Pumpkin Feed a Child, having you and Greg inviting me in again today. I appreciate it.
Well, we had you on before, and you are like the official voice of fall for us. When Pastor Chris speaks and he's talking about pumpkins, we know the cool air is coming. But then Mother Nature had her say and blew into town, and you guys were working on tents more than a traveling circus.
Yeah, we had a tough start this year. We had put up everything, got everything ready to open up the patch on the 28th and the 26th. A hurricane blew in, so we had to take it down, and then had some bad weather in between, and people got distracted, and then we had another hurricane come to town. So it's kind of put us back a little bit, but we're excited about the rest of the month.
If you've ever been on 39th Avenue in Gainesville this time of year, especially as you get a little bit like closer to the interstate, what are we, just east of the interstate?
That's correct.
You can't miss it this time of year. It's the pumpkin patch. It's Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue, but you literally can't miss it. There's so many pumpkins there. And again, this year they're at it. And tell us about the program, Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child.
Sure. What it is, we 100% of the proceeds go back out to feed hungry children here in North Central Florida, Alachua County, also around the world. We support organizations like the Food for Kids program, sends food home with kids on the weekends. Dixie County, we're with Camp Anderson, Marion County. We help the Heart of Florida Youth Ranch and then organizations all around the world. We begin sponsoring even the Ronald McDonald House this year because we want to help people who have kids are in crisis.
And you even help the Native Americans who grow the pumpkins.
That's right. We get all of our pumpkins from the Navajo Nation in New Mexico. So we get the pumpkins from them. So if you buy a pumpkin from us, it goes back to help them as well.
Not only are they great pumpkins, you know, very traditional style, they have all the kind of gourd-like oddity. I call them oddities, but I love something a little different. So they have both.
You have a lot of unique stuff that's not just your typical pumpkins. If you're traditionalist and you like those, we have plenty of those, but we have a lot of stuff that are outside the norm as far as pumpkins and gourds go.
This is a place where, I mean, it's become a regular event for a lot of people, bringing their kids there, doing the hayride, get pictures taken, grab your pumpkin bread, all for a great cause. And so if people just want to come in and walk around, there's no charge.
No charge to come in. We ask that you come in, look around, take your fall pictures, maybe ride the train. Kids can be in the bounce house. We have some great new photo ops this year. And we just ask that before you leave, maybe you pick up a pumpkin or some pumpkin bread, get some concessions, and help us feed some hungry kids.
And all the proceeds from the pumpkin bread go to the same charities. I mean, it does the same work, right?
Yes, sir. Every bit of everything that we do there goes back out to help hungry children and to feed families that are in crisis. We're actually involved in hurricane relief this year in North Carolina and South Florida. So a big part of what we're raising this year is going to go back out to help those in need that have been impacted by the hurricanes. We actually have a team in North Carolina right now who took a bunch of supplies up to North Carolina to help those folks out after the first hurricane.
You know, we get warnings here in Florida for hurricanes, and you have days to kind of get your stuff together or leave, if that's your case. But in North Carolina, did anybody really see it coming and coming the way it did? I don't think so. I mean,
I agree. I don't think they were prepared for it at all. And the devastation up there is ongoing. And it's just a tremendous human crisis there right now, even today.
Yeah, they could say, oh, yeah, flash floods are bad. Yes, we've seen them come and go. We've seen some damage done. But nothing like this, certainly not in our lifetimes.
No, sir. The human loss and just the catastrophic, you know, impact on the communities up there, I think it'll take a long time for those people to recover.
What do you tell people when, you know, you're a pastor and you're trying to get people to come in and worship and believe in this, you know, this Holy Father, and yet we see devastation around us and some people scratch their head and go, you know, why?
Well, here's my belief, strong belief is that, you know, we live in a world where there's going to be difficulties. Even Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So we're thankful that we can have a faith that even in the midst of the storms of life, we have someplace we can turn for help and believe that God is with us and that he'll take care of us even through the tragedies that we face.
I was taught a long time ago by someone much wiser than I ever hoped to be, but they said, sometimes tragic things happen to good people so that the glory of God may be revealed. And how is the glory of God revealed? Through us.
Amen.
Through believers.
I agree.
Through selling pumpkin bread and pumpkins and raising funds for people in need. That's us. So his glory can be revealed through us and our actions. So that's how I like to look at it. Because for some people, you know, for non-believers, they go, oh, you believe in a God that would let this happen or let that happen. Mm-hmm. And I try to explain. I go, look, the world is the world. You know, things are going to happen.
I agree. Things are going to happen. And, you know, gives us an opportunity to be able to show that love and to reach out to people and to help people who are in need. And the worst thing would be to have to walk through something like this alone without the faith and without people that are there that care about you and can show that love of Christ through what they do.
Now, I know you've been doing this for quite a few years and you're able to kind of see where you're at in the timeline.
Yeah.
You were telling me off the air that like these first 10 days have just been horrendous. Because of everybody's either, you know, dealing with storms or has, you know, storm on their mind.
Yeah, the first 10 days were kind of a wash for us between the hurricanes were actually taking place. The first couple of days, people said most of their power out. And then on top of that, it was just, you know, took their focus off things like, you know, going to a pumpkin patch. And then, of course, two hurricanes back to back really kind of put us way behind our goals for this month.
So this is an opportunity for a lot of us to sort of get back to whatever normal is, get back into some fun routines or create a new tradition. The kids are going to love it. It goes to a fantastic cause. You've been doing this for how many years now?
This is our 13th year.
Wow. That is tremendous. So, you know, keep up the good work. Is there anything? What are the hours so people know?
Sure. Every day we open up from 1 o'clock till 8 o'clock during the week. On Saturdays, we open at 9 a.m. and go to 8 p.m. And then on Sundays, we go from noon to 8 o'clock. This Sunday is called our superhero princess Sunday, Star Wars Sunday. We'll have like the Mandalorian and DC Comics and superheroes and princesses will be out on the patch Sunday after 3 o'clock. It's a special day. We'll give away some extra stuff. And on top of that, we have our local superheroes, which are like first responders, which will have people from...
The real superheroes.
Yeah, that's what we believe. We really want to support those people. They come out. People from the fire department bring out a hook and ladder and some nice equipment out there. And then, of course, our fantastic sheriff, Emory Ganey, brings out his... special equipment from the SWAT team and stuff. So it's really a special day. We encourage people to come out and have a good time.
Well, we always appreciate it. Like you say, when we hear your voice, it's like if fall is in the air, the cool weather's here, and we could do something nice and have fun at the same time. That's called a win-win. Not too cliched.
Buyapumpkinfeedachild.com?
Yes, sir. You can go to our Facebook page or buyapumpkinfeedachild.com. There's more information there about what's going on. And if you can't come out, if you want to go to one of the, want to go to the Facebook page or the webpage, you can make a donation.
There you go.
To help us support some people who are in desperate need right now.
By the way, the weather's getting cooled off and real pretty and nice. Might be a little drive would be a good thing.
It's a good thing. Some low-tech fun where you can just come out and spend some time walking around with your family and enjoy it. We really want it to be a good experience for the people in the community. We're thankful to the people in North Central Florida who've come out and supported us, and we appreciate the generosity of the people in this community as towards Buy a Pumpkin and Feed a Child.
Pastor Chris, Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue. The Pumpkin Patch is open. Enjoy, enjoy. We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot of local stuff going on as well. GRU being the beneficiary of a big grant. We'll talk about that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Another beautiful day, my friends. Enjoy, enjoy. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Migrant caravan headed our way. By the way, happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. A new migrant caravan.
Again?
Again.
This is like deja vu all over again, or Groundhog Day.
It is. Yogi Berra, good job there. Mm-hmm. Like deja vu all over again?
Uh-huh.
A new migrant caravan, approximately 1,000 migrants, departed from Mexico's southern border this weekend to make its way to Mexico City. From there, the group is expected to disperse and find various ways to reach the U.S. border. The caravan is the second to start in Mexico since October 1st, when the country's new president, Claudia Sheinbaum, took office. The caravan began early Sunday and has been officially named God is Guiding Us. And it comprises, like I said, approximately 1,000 migrants coming from Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Haiti, Panama, Costa Rica, as well as some migrants from Afghanistan and Nepal. Wow. So their goal is, of course, ultimately to get over the U.S. border. They received legal status in Mexico. So what do you mean legal status? Legal status to travel through Mexico? But not remain in Mexico.
No.
Awaiting an asylum hearing the way that former President Donald Trump, that he had used, utilized executive orders and dealing with the then the Mexican president.
Yeah.
But this isn't what the current administration wants. They want the border to be open. You have to know that first and foremost. This didn't happen by accident. And all the baloney about saying, well, we had a bipartisan bill, shut it. Listen, the fact is, one of his first actions in office, Joe Biden, you know, removed executive orders put in place by Trump. That started the ball rolling, and that's why we've had an incredible amount. Anywhere from what, 8 to 14 million have come in? And oh, we're off by a million or two. Can you imagine that? We're off by, by a million or two.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll find money for them. We'll find a way to, you know, put a roof over them.
Mm-hmm.
And, people that were victims of a terrible natural disaster. Oh, we got $750. That'll fix you up for a bit, huh?
Oh, we can boot those veterans. You know, we can kind of boot them off out of a place where they were staying and maybe put some illegals in there instead. But that's a possibility for you.
Then there's Panama's Migrant Authority registered a surge of U.S.-bound migrants passing through the Darien Gap Jungle Trail in September, largely driven by Venezuelans fleeing from their country in the wake of the fraudulent July 28 sham presidential election, according to the Associated Press. The Darien Gap, this area to get through, to traverse, I've never been there. I've only read about it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it is, well, extremely difficult, would be putting it mildly, to get through that whole jungle area. Mm-hmm. No paved roads, per se, to speak of.
So they're trying to get away from a sham presidential election to come here.
Huh. Yeah.
Huh. Wow. There's some irony in that, isn't there?
Well, you see, you gotta catch socialism on the upswing.
Oh,
you see,
okay.
You catch it on the upswing,
and
you get your goodies, and then before you know, the quality of life evaporates before your very eyes, then I guess you got to hit the trail and look for the next place.
Because they're on the downswing there for sure. So
they're downswing there, and then upswing here. Oh yeah, look, you've got. They're going to continue trying to buy votes. So Biden with that whole. The Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that with the student loans.
Right. So what's he do? Find ways to do it.
He did it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So anyway, still plenty more people coming. But, hey, you know, Bill Clinton himself said birth rates are low. We need immigrants. I don't know if we need 8 to 14 million in a period of 3.5 years, but okay.
Wow.
Yep. This is another story about the plagiarizing that Kamala's been involved with. Now the New York Times has picked it up, and they admit Kamala Harris plagiarized, indeed, and multiple passages in her 2009 book, Smart on Crime. Smart on Crime, but not smart enough to write a book on crime without plagiarizing, which is a crime. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
But look, the New York Times is saying, look, it's not that serious. It's just a small portion of the whole book. Really?
Oh, so as long as it's not all plagiarized, it's okay.
Yeah, it was not serious. The plagiarism was not serious.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, right. But remember, it's a book, Smart on Crime. I mean, here you have somebody who you want to be, you know, commander in chief, and yet they cannot, you know, write a book without stealing information and sources from others. And then she went amazing so far as to come up with the, you know, the fake where she got it from, where she got the fake source and a non-existent page in a book.
Well, so you can't find it. So you can't prove that can't prove she stole it because you can't find where she got it.
Yeah. New York Times. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, she did it. But man, it's not serious.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a special guest that is going to be on the air with us here momentarily. State Representative Stan McLean. He wants to be known as State Senator Stan McLean. And we're going to give him an opportunity to talk about that coming up next. Don't forget, you can download the Bob Rose Show podcast anywhere where you normally get your podcast and just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Let's jump. Jump it up, pump it up, make it happen, my friends. Welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday continues. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And there is a lot to talk about. We've got, you know, the candidates going at it. And, you know, Tim Walz, he had to go after Vance, try to go after his book. Turns out that Kamala wrote a book which got some plagiarism in it. Ruh-roh, we'll get back to that and a lot of other things. But right now we've got State Representative Stan McLean in the House. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me this morning.
I think last time we saw you, Republican Executive Committee, the Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue. Did you have a good time there?
I did. It was a very good time. Certainly some great speakers there. And it was just a lot of fun.
Now, you were running for State Senate District 9. That's Keith Perry's, you know, he's termed out, so he's going to step down. Did they change the district much?
Yeah, it changed a lot in redistricting. Currently, the new district is all of Marion County, all of Levy County, and then a portion of Alachua County, kind of south of Newberry Road, I guess, if you will. And then it does take in the university, so the university being the district, not Santa Fe College, but the university will be, and kind of follows that line a little bit, and then out to the western part of Alachua County. So,
and you call Marion County home?
Yeah, Marion County
for a while. You were on the county commission.
I was, yeah.
And now state rep for how long?
8 years. Yes.
Okay.
I've done my penance in the House. So
right. So okay. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Top priorities. You get up there to Tallahassee. What are some things you say, man? These are some things I want to dig into and try to get done.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I think for me personally, I don't have a personal agenda like I want to do one certain thing, or there's something that's a burning issue for me from that perspective. But I do, you know, what I do want to do is go represent the people of the district. One of the things I've learned, you know, in my time in politics is most challenges that any community faces are somewhat universal, if you will. You know, but certainly the things we want to continue to work on is making sure that, you know, we have an educated workforce, that, you know, our education system is the best it can be, that we're, you know, providing a workforce to the private sector. Transportation issues are always big, you know, from that perspective, making sure that we have good roads to be able to move goods and services and people around. And then, you know, I think just continuing to find ways to, you know, help businesses with the red tape that, you know, sometimes government does some overreach on at times, and, you know, try to remove some of those barriers so that people can operate in business. One of the things I heard last year was in Florida, about 2,200 new businesses were started in Florida, which means most of them were small business people,
right,
who are starting a business. And the red tape can certainly, for someone in, you know, a sole proprietor or whatever, can certainly be difficult. So, you know, we try to help try to find ways to lessen that burden.
Well, number one reason for failure of a upstart small business is undercapitalized. And one of the reasons that happens is they set aside a certain amount of money they think they can get through a year with, but they're delayed in opening because, like you said, government regulation, they had a different timetable and theirs was realistic, but the government says, well, it doesn't matter what's reasonable. This is what's going to happen. So I agree
with
you.
That's right.
Totally there. And then there's regulations that cause, you know, housing prices to go up. New housing, you can't really build an affordable house with all the regulations in a lot of areas. I know it's been a problem in Alachua County to build what we call affordable houses. And part of the reason is not just the government stuff, the growth, the incredible growth that Florida has seen. Now, that's a good thing in most ways, but it does tend to push home prices up, which can be a difficult burden, especially people on a fixed income. Eventually you start to push them out, and then young people looking for their first house. But I can tell you, if we did a poll right now, number one concern for people is insurance. Homeowners insurance, flood insurance, hurricane insurance, and car insurance. Is there a remedy? You know, sometimes government can't help. But in this case, can the government do something to help to remedy this situation that's developing in Florida?
Sure. I think we can continue to work on those things. And just, you know, as an aside, I'm a builder by trade, so I kind of understand the building industry. And certainly it's one of the things that I work on a lot in Tallahassee. I probably file a bill almost every year of some sort that would help to either speed up the development process so that you can bring more lots online more quickly. You know, time is money, and anything you do, time is money. And so anytime you're slowing someone down from bringing a product to market, it certainly just it drives the cost up. And then, but back to the insurance issue, I think that, you know, we took a bunch of steps during the past couple years. We actually had a special session, so we've done several things. You know, at the time, we had the crisis that we had in the homeowners insurance industry was being somewhat, some of it was being driven by frivolous lawsuit stuff. So we made reforms there. Some of the other things that we did was, you know, we want to, at the time, the two biggest things were I can't even get insurance.
Right.
Or my costs are just going up every time I go to renew my policy, my cost is going up. So we took several steps to try to ensure that people would have, you know, number one, we would stop, you know, people would be able to get insurance, period. And then number two was stop this continuing escalation. We have accomplished that somewhat through the reforms that we've made. We need to continue to monitor those things, continue to keep an eye on it. We've had a lot of insurers that have come into the market. We lost a couple of insurers, but I think currently we're at like plus 8 or 9 new companies have been able to
enter
the market.
That's good news. Yeah.
Some of the things that we've done also is we've required them to have greater reserves so that they can cover claims whenever they come versus filing for bankruptcy. You're doing
pulling
whatever.
The plug and going, oh, well.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, there's nothing I can do because I don't have the money. So I think we've taken several. So we'll have to continue to work on that. The storms, obviously, there's been some in the news. There's been a little bit of chatter that this could, you know, really upset the market. I think that we have enough backstops in place that it's not going to happen. One of the big things about this current situation we're in, a lot of this damage is from water, not from wind. And so most folks have wind coverage. The issue is going to be who had flood. And so there will be a bigger piece of this. As we start to see the numbers, we're going to see that probably a lot more of the damage was caused by flood than it was by wind.
You know, the fact that you're a builder by trade, let me ask you this, and I'm sorry I'm carrying you off into another tangent that we will have further discussion on, but I want to open it by saying we're basically still building homes the way we have 150 for 200 years. When is there going to be a breakthrough in the market where we use different, cheaper materials, build houses in a way that are going to be more, hold up to storms, which I think wind damage, we've come a long way, but then there's the flooding issue. Is there things you think where the building trade itself is going to finally change? Because, man, we're still a horse and buggy era.
I think that obviously on the wind issue, Hurricane Andrew set us on a path for us to start looking at, you know, how can we harden our homes? How can we build things better than we were? I think from that perspective, we've done a good job. If you look at, so in 2006 was one of the last times we made some really big updates to wind issues as it relates to building homes. since 2006. If you go back and look through some actuarials and stuff, you'll see that most homes that were built after that have held up pretty well. Now, what's happening, what's happening as we move forward, what I'm seeing is, number one, when you go to rebuild a home now on the coast, if you went to rebuild one now, you can't build one down on the ground, right? You have to build it up.
Right.
The second piece that we're doing is most people are putting blowout walls or doors or whatever it might be. Most people on the coast now, if they've built a new home with blowout, they just open the doors up and just let the water run. And that's, again, that's another, just let it run through. Because if you try to stop it, it's just going to push
stuff. I think Mexico
over.
Beach was a little bit of a learning.
It was a great learning curve. And so we're continuing to, you know, to find ways to do those things, find different materials to use as it relates to flood. And certainly we've had some, you know, obviously record surges from the last two hurricanes. We've had Helene and then this... The current hurricane we've had, Milton. Milton wasn't quite as bad, but Helene really, really, and then Adelia certainly, you know. But I think moving forward that those are the things that are happening that will help us on the flood side. And so I do think that the industry is, you know, as we move forward, as we renew, I guess, it's going to be an entirely different look to what houses are, how houses are built on the coast.
Yeah, you'll see occasionally where different materials are used, but I'd like to see some kind of, I don't know if you'd call it a breakthrough or whatever, where we can get, I mean, think about our, you know, great grandfathers. You're still building houses out of wood. What's wrong with you? Anyway, Second Amendment, very important to me, Greg, and our listeners. Would you be in favor of an open carry bill in Florida?
I would be, and I've supported everything, you know, anything like those types of bills that have come through the Florida House since I've been in the House. I've supported that. I'm going to say this. Somebody can fact check me, but I do think that currently I'm the only person running that has an A+ rating from the NRA.
Okay. Yeah. And look, and it's important.
There's other folks that have A's. Mine is A+. So.
But you've got our governor, and we love our governor, but you've got him running around talking about the free state of Florida. And then when I have, you know, our Gun Owners of America guy that comes on a regular basis.
Sure, sure.
And he says, well, you know, statistically, if you look at the states and the freedoms they allow in other states, we're like around 25th or 6th in some of these things. And people that go to Tallahassee, they talk a good game, and a lot of them are like so-called conservatives from South Florida, but they get real squishy on the open carry thing. So a lot of times it doesn't even make it out of committee.
Right.
So, but I feel like you gave us a good, strong answer.
Thank you.
All right. You're going to support that. Good. All right. And I will give you the, you know, the final say on why people should vote for you for state senate, Stan McClain.
Sure. Thank you, Bob. And again, thanks for having me on today. You know, I think the issue... Again, I don't have an agenda of my own. I want to go represent the values and the people, you know, the people's values and standards that they have for the communities that I'm going to represent. And, you know, a lot of the battles that we've been through, I think, recently in the last several years have been ideological, right? You know, left, right, those types of things. But it doesn't mean that you can't still represent someone you have different ideological thought process with. It just means that if we get to an ideological conversation, I'm going to tell you where I come from ideologically, and then. But as it relates to representing the needs and, you know, care, you know, doing those types of things, that's a universal issue. You can, you know, I still want to represent everyone and make sure that if they need a voice in Tallahassee, I'm going to be the voice that they can count on to do that.
We'll still protect like farmlands in Marion County.
Absolutely.
I know that's been a big okay.
Yep. So
all right. Currently, State Representative Stan McClain running to be your candidate for State Senate District 9. Thanks for coming in the studio, making the drive. We hope see you a lot more.
We will. You bet.
All right.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
Thanks.
It is 8:46. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And, well, we've got some trashy talk coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Enjoy, my friend. Seriously, it is going to be a nice one. It is 8:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we appreciate the support very much. There were no injuries after a bucket truck crashed into a guardrail. Maybe you got stuck in that traffic yesterday afternoon if you were northbound I-75. This happened right before the Newberry exit. Yeah. It literally was a bucket truck, but the good news is the driver did not kick it.
I can't see what you did there.
Yeah. So he's pretty much uninjured, and that's good news.
That's good. Yeah.
And I don't know if, you know, everybody's list, though, made it safely back into the bucket. I don't know. Think
about that. Yeah.
What do you got on your bucket list?
They could have got spilled all over I-75.
What's on your bucket list?
Today?
Yeah. Give me something for, like, you want to try to do in the next year. So it can't be mow your lawn.
I thought you were going to, like, just get me through the day. I've got a busy enough day. No.
You got to have something special that you say, hey, I'm not going to live forever. I'm going to knock one out.
Wow, I haven't really given that much thought. And that's kind of sad. Life is just so busy. I guess I don't really...
I'm here to help.
I don't really?
Mm-hmm.
You got some suggestions?
I am your personal life coach, Greg, whether you realize it or not.
Really?
You fought me every step of the way, but here we are.
My wife is a life coach. I didn't know I had one at work, too. I didn't, you know.
Well, just like she doesn't listen to you.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's fun to have something.
It really is.
And you know what? They say it's just good for you to have some things to look forward
to.
Well,
you know, she and I have never gone on a cruise together. We've both gone on cruises in the past, and that is one thing that we want to do maybe in this next year. Because I really enjoyed them. I took several back, I don't know, years ago, and that's kind of one thing that we want to do.
I'm ready to revisit it. I did one, only one ever.
Yeah.
And it was not a good experience, and it was not a... good cruise line. I mean, it was a bad example of what I think it could and should be.
Yes.
And everybody I've talked to,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
The cruise company you go with, the size of the ship, fitting your lifestyle with the personality of a ship.
I don't know about that kind of cruise, Greg.
Well,
that's between you and your wife.
No, I'm just saying you got to pick and choose because, I mean, some of them are going to be more of the young party crowd.
Or all family stuff.
All family stuff. Some people don't want to be stuck on a ship with a bunch of kids.
Right.
And there are some more that are a little more, you know, just adult, senior oriented, which would be perfect for you.
You're way older than me. Let the record reflect that.
I am so many months older than you are. That does make a big difference. I know one year it was the same cruise line, but we decided, our group that was going, we'll save a few bucks. Went on a slightly older ship, big mistake. It felt so totally different. So
I went on what I would say was more like a tugboat.
Okay, you're on a budget.
Self-identifying as a cruise ship. Yeah, you can
that's not good.
Call it a cruise ship if you want.
Because it cruised in the water?
But when I get on it,
did you have to help row? Was that a problem? So
it was close. Let me tell you, the room that I had was next to the screw.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That'd be noisy.
And it was.
Oh, that's not good.
Because it was an ancient ship. It was like... In some respects, I guess I was glad to hear it was still operating and turning.
Yes, that's a good start.
And then the bathroom was so big, I just stood outside of it, soaped myself up, and then jumped in the shower and just spun around twice, all scrubbed up and ready to go.
Here's the problem. Our generation watched The Love Boat, and we think they're all like big hotel rooms.
They're not. I mean, you can pay and get something decent.
Sure you can. Absolutely you can. But the average cabin is not quite like that. So, yeah.
You see, you have to break it down into cost versus how much food can you really eat.
Yes.
So when you go with the bigger room, that if you want to keep the ratio in perspective, you're going to have to eat twice as much. Do you see what I'm saying?
I never thought about
that. To get your, quote-unquote, money's worth.
Yeah.
Isn't that something that's like generational?
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to get your money's worth.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you go to the buffet and you like stuff yourself and you're uncomfortable and you're miserable. But you got your money's worth.
It's true. We learned that probably from our parents, maybe.
You think we learned it from them and we learned. But
we didn't learn.
We didn't.
No. We still, yeah. But no, that's
you know who
could
take us on a cruise with this pocket change?
Who's that?
Ed Bilarski, the CEO of GRU.
Yeah, sure he could.
He's rich. And this is even before I do the story. The U.S. Department of Energy has awarded GRU a $47.5 million grant. $47.5 million.
Nice.
It is to bolster the electric grid resilience, increase funding to community-based programs, not sure what that means, support workforce development, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Give people, I don't know, workforce development. Would that be like continuing education?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
We can ask him.
It's part of DOE's $10.5 billion grid resilience and innovation partnership. They call it the GRIP program.
I like that.
And it's aimed at increasing access to affordable, reliable energy. Wow.
Hmm.
Increase access to affordable, reliable energy. You think some of this money is going to be used to, like, dismantle the biomass plant?
But, you know, on the other side of the coin, you joke about, you know, Ed's got money. But now you got these people going after him personally because he's trying to expose, or has exposed, I guess, in some way, their kind of fake keep GRU local agenda. That it's not what it is. It's not a good thing. And so they're actually going after him personally now, it looks like.
Well, yeah, you're going to see that. That's, you know, that's politics that's going to be played. But the people already spoke on it, you know?
I know.
The governor spoke on it. I mean, and you had...
This shouldn't even be on the ballot.
No.
It should not even be on the ballot.
Well, same thing with the single district thing was already settled, too. But yet they, you know, somehow want to keep bringing stuff back up because they didn't get their way. They don't care about the will of the people. They care about their own will and their own agenda. All right. So anyway, that to me would sound like that's a good thing to get that get that grant. And I was pleasantly surprised about how fast GRU got everybody back in service, especially knowing that the damage was well beyond average, where there's actually infrastructure and stuff like that busted up, poles snapped in half and a bunch of them. So, all right. The Cowboys got beat so bad. Well, I'll tell you the answer to that coming up in a little bit. But first, a good friend of mine, Dan DeMarco, is going to be in the house to scare you on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.